Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, congratulations. A big win. Your 12th win of the season. Your team gets another bye. And you sat here last week and you told me about Tennessee that this game was going to be a grinded out type game. Fair to say that's how it played its way out?
Yeah, pretty much. They're, they have a really good defensive front, and they were disruptive. Casey, Arakpo, Jones, Blackson. I mean, those guys gave us some problems. And, I thought the kickoff return was a big play for us to, get us great field position. Obviously, the strip sack that resulted in a touchdown. So, we got some extra points there on kind of plays like that that, kind of help push us, push us ahead, have a little bit of cushion there.
Coach, it seems like we sit here every week and we talk about injuries. You pick somebody up midweek, they come in and they play well. Leonard Johnson, Joey Usefa runs over the defensive back the other day. Did he give a little bit of extra edge, kind of a physicality to your game? Not that Brandon Bolden is not a physical runner, but did you feel it on the sideline?
Question. Yeah, that play kind of brought some life to the sideline. But, Joey's done that to us in practice. He runs hard. He has good pad level. And, he's a strong physical kind of player. So I don't think the players on the team were too surprised to see that in the game because some have seen it in practice.
All right. Speaking of pad level and strong runners, you pick up Steven Jackson. And you and I have been doing a show for a long time. I remember when he was with Atlanta, you'd go out of your way and we talked about Steven Jackson. I think in London we saw him with the Rams.
Right.
What aspects do you think he can bring to this team at this time with hopefully more than five games left?
Right. Well, we'll see. He's a smart guy. He's been in our system. He's with Josh in St. Louis. He's obviously a big back that can run with some power, and he has very good hands and has always been a productive player in the passing game. So we'll just see how it all comes together. But I think he has some things going for him if that falls into place that way.
What has changed since the last time you played them?
Oh, well, I'd say probably part of it is they've kind of found a groove for themselves and how they want to play. They've really, spread the ball around more offensively in the passing game, especially with Powell being back in there. We didn't see him. Anunwa's, been a factor for him as well, of course, with Decker and Marshall. Fitzpatrick's having a really good year. They've run the ball well, of course, with Ivory. They're a strong running team defensively. They're a big, strong team that's very hard to run against, and they have good coverage players, and they're solid in the kicking game. So they've played well. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't, have a lot of penalties. They don't have a lot of busted assignments and bad plays. You got to go out there and play good football and beat them. And that's kind of the way they play. They don't make it easy on you. You've got to play consistently, and you've got to play good for a sustained period of time. And then when you don't, then they take advantage of it with either a big play on offense or a turnover on defense, and then they get you. So you've got to avoid those plays, of course.
Seems like Fitzpatrick is getting the ball out quickly too. Doesn't seem like he's hanging on to it a ton. How's that help the passing game?
He does get it out quickly, and then he's also made plays scrambling on third down. And so he's kind of become the sixth receiver on some of those third and four to six type plays where, if they're covered, he's able to get out of there and pick up the first down, stay on the field, and keep the chains moving. So he's smart, very experienced, does a good job at the line of scrimmage, checking plays. But he does. He sees it quickly, gets the ball out, and has run with it productively as well. So just adds another dimension to their offense.
All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Mike in Worcester. He wants to ask, how hard is it to actually try and secure the number one seed and yet manage your team's health with the rash of injuries you guys have had?
Well, there's challenges every week. Every week our football team has challenges, and they come in different shapes and sizes. So, this week with the Jets going down there, as well as the Jets are playing, we're gonna have to be at our best and play in a hostile environment and handle the things that they do well, which are numerous. So we face some version of that every week. This week it's specific to the Jets, and we'll deal with it.
All right, good stuff right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, only one regular season game after this. You have to follow the team on Twitter @Patriots, hashtag and @AskBB. Jets and the Belastrator, what are we going to look at? I'm sure it's the defense, right?
Defense, yeah, offense, a little bit of everything. They got a good team.
All right, good stuff. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.